Business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Karen Homes has this morning published a position paper on passive homes. It comes as the home builder develops what it says is the largest passive housing development in Europe, with the construction of 598 apartments at Piper's Square, which is close to the M50 at Finglas in Dublin 11. Stephen O'Shea is Karen's head of sustainable construction. He joins us in studio now. Stephen, maybe the best place to start is to ask, what is a passive home?
A passive home is a home that's constructed in a slightly different way to the way that we have been doing, and as a result, it performs much more efficiently. It's healthier for the residents, and it saves them money in the long term.
Is it more expensive to build a passive home compared to what you might call a normal home?
We're finding that, you know, that in the initial stages there are always going to be additional costs as we're getting used to new processes, but we're confident that over time we'll be able to mitigate these costs.
What are those new processes? What's different about this, and is there upskilling required from the builder's point of view to learn how to make these types of homes?
Yes. I mean, the way we describe it is we're using all the same ingredients we've always used. We're just using a different recipe. We're putting them together slightly differently. There are, you know, some additional quality control processes. It is going to be a third-party certified scheme. So at the end of the day, somebody needs to sign off that we've done exactly what we've said. And the reason we're doing that is because we want the buildings to perform as they're intended to perform, which is not, unfortunately, generally the norm when you're dealing with the Irish building regulations.
You say that they're healthier homes to live in, that they're more efficient as well, so lower energy costs. Do you sell them at a premium then because of that efficiency, that people will make savings over the lifetime of living there?
What I would argue is that we are giving additional value to the customers, but at the moment, as we're introducing this new standard, we're not passing on the majority of the cost to the customers.
Well, what is the average selling price of Piper Square? Obviously, it's still in construction at the moment, but do you know what price they'll be selling at when they do go to market?
I don't. not my department. I don't know the answer.
In terms of this position paper kind of suggesting this could become the standard maybe construction model in Ireland, is that practical? We know that there's a skill shortage in terms of workers at the moment, and then if you require a level of upskilling as well, is it possible to scale this up any time in the near future?
Absolutely. One of the reasons, so if you take a step back, for Cairn, we have set science-based targets for decarbonisation, and really there's two big chunks to our carbon footprint. One is the embodied carbon, which is the carbon involved in the materials that go into the making of the buildings, and the second is the operational carbon, which is the energy in use of these homes for a period of 60 years after they're built. And when we looked at it, we figured that we would need our entire supply chain to change in order to get the embodied carbon figure down significantly, whereas with the existing skills of the Irish construction industry workforce, with a few small tweaks, we can make significant impacts on the operational carbon side of things.
So it was more about changing the supply chain than the workforce in terms of making this happen.
We're entirely reliant on our supply chain. You know, they are the people who help us put the buildings together. So we need everybody on board for this effort.
Stephen O'Shea, Karen's head of sustainable construction, thank you very much for that.